This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Back again. I know for some people, people are, you know, not enough live. I understand that. I get that. But back again. Live. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, for the first time ever. Just to get it out there for the first time, we're going to be, this portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. This is Head Down Products. Welcome to Lock and Load. I didn't know if the spot was going to play this time. I just want to play the spot some. So I got the best mixer. I like to think that I... Ben, am I okay in voiceover?
Yeah.
And I got a good mix master putting it together. It makes me happy. Raise the roof. Anyway. If you look around enough, especially at California, you pay attention to what happens in California, you'll learn one thing. Gun control advocates will do everything in their power to stifle the Second Amendment right of law-abiding citizens, no matter who you are. Now, a lot of times, though, you see a change. You'll see a change. People that used to tease me when I started shooting when I was 12. Later on, I saw them at the range. And I would hear them boasting about their firearm adventures. You know, you can see it on Instagram. And there's lots of examples out there in the world today. Now, in California, a lot of people think about getting their concealed carry license. And in California, in a lot of places, the county sheriff will require a good cause for carrying a firearm. So you have to have a decent reason for wanting to carry one, even though the Second Amendment clearly says it's a right, not a privilege. In some places, they make it very costly and almost prohibitively costly, like $1,000 in classes and application fees. And then you're going to get rejected anyway. And... once you've gone all through that, you never know what's going to happen. The sheriff's office can deem you unworthy despite all of your best efforts, despite your record, despite everything you've got going for you, and it's 100% arbitrary. And just like California, there's a handful of other states, New York, Maryland, Hawaii, Delaware, and Massachusetts, may issue you a concealed carry permit, meaning they aren't required to grant your application, even if you have a clean record. Now, being classified as a may-issue state means both local and elected officials have the ability to interpret the Second Amendment and the Constitution in whatever way they see fit. And this is a dangerous slippery slope. And it gives power that's not granted in the Constitution, no matter what they may say about states' rights. So now that Judge Richard J. Leon has ruled the District of Columbia's similar good cause restrictions as unconstitutional, It's going to be interesting to see how this ruling will impact similar gun legislation across the country. Now, ideally, this would set a precedent for law-abiding citizens to obtain concealed carry permits, regardless of their reason for carrying a gun. The handful of may-issue states that require good cause may face a court ruling that will force them to change their policies on concealed carry permits. Now, of course, the federal government's not going to, you know, they're not going to compel them to do that. They're going to say, well, you know, states' rights. ideally, these may-issue states would become shall-issue states, which generally mandates a license be issued if you meet the requirement for a CCW permit. Citizens who are issued permits are selected so arbitrarily that it's nearly impossible for many average citizens to obtain one. Hawaii, as a state, is said to issue fewer than 10 permits per year. New York City's permits are all but impossible to obtain for anyone other than jewelers and celebrities. A criticism of the restrictive may issue states has long been that only affluent, well-connected white men were able to be granted a permit. In those respects, it also became a class issue. Those policies are discriminatory because against everyone but the upper 10%. In 2008, the Supreme Court ruled that all citizens have a constitutional right to keep firearms in their homes for self-defense. According to Leon, Washington, D.C.'s attempt to restrict the number of people carrying firearms in public to a small percentage is exactly the type of policy choices the justices had in mind when making their decision in Heller. And his ruling is important, not just for Second Amendment enthusiasts, but for America as a whole. Founding fathers warned of a government becoming too large, too tyrannical. They worried about a government that oppressed its people, similar to what they endured under English rule. Creating the Second Amendment was a way for them to ensure the government remained by the people for the people. If it was out of control and people wanted to take back their country, they would be able to do so with their firearms in some sort of a revolution. And that's important to understand. It's not some quaint notion about revolution. I know, for those that get out there, the Constitution is either a living document, which means it could mean whatever the hell they want it to mean, or it's something altogether different. It's old, and it was written a long time ago, and it was written by slave owners. It was written by people who didn't know about Apple or, Android or any of this other stuff that we have and enjoy today. So, therefore, it is no longer valid. Except it is. It is valid. It is 100% valid. It's violated. It's violated a lot. It's violated on both sides of the aisle on a regular basis. The Republicans, more so in the fact that they just seem completely disinterested, the Democrats in that they want to be in charge of everything, every aspect of your life, everything you do, everything you pay, everything you think. They want to be in charge of that. Free speech is under assault right now. The Second Amendment is under assault right now. The Fourth Amendment has long been under assault. 10th Amendment has been under assault for a very long time. The federal government has gone way beyond their boundaries. And in the states where they continually elect tyrants, i.e. liberals, to be in charge, they too are suffering today. Now, that happens voluntarily. It's either based upon our apathy or upon our not willingness to get involved. But either way, it's something that we do willingly in wherever that's happening. And the places where that does happen, where they've been sold the bill of goods that just is non-existent, they need our help. So we stand by. And I just wait and wonder when that moment that tips us over the edge comes. This is Lock and Load.
between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Coming back, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their hands. head down.
Indeed. Check them out, hdfirearms.com. They've been around for a moment. I just got the spot because of logistics. Logistics out in the way. Nothing to do with me and GCN. Just stuff. Anyway, check them out, hdfirearms.com. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, a former Delta Force commander, says Obama, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, is letting terrorists flow across the U.S.-Mexico border and that Republicans are too paranoid to stop him. According to a report by Judicial Watch citing Mexican officials, ISIS has established a presence just south of the Texas border with Mexico. Additionally, they are conducting reconnaissance of regional universities. The White Sands Missile Range, government facilities in Alamogordo, New Mexico, Fort Bliss, and the electrical power facilities near Anaprox, and Chaparral, New Mexico. That report followed congressional testimony by Border Patrol agent Brandon Judd, who claimed earlier this year that the Obama administration has ordered agents to systematically release illegal immigrants without providing them with a notice to appear before a judge. Judd said we might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether. He's the president of the National Border Patrol Council, and he said this in his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. In 2015 alone, Immigration and Customs Enforcement released 19,723 criminal illegals, according to a report for the Center for Immigration Studies. Among them were murderers, sexual assailants, and an unknown number of non-Mexican immigrants from terror-sponsoring states. In an exclusive interview with the Daily Caller, Boykin accused the president of refusing to obey the law and said Republicans are abdicating their responsibility. He said the fundamental responsibility of the president is to protect America in this instance. We know there are more than just immigrant day laborers coming across that border. There are terrorists coming across that border, as well as drug dealers and people who are involved in criminal activity. When he refuses to obey the law and does so in a way that we are inviting people who are here to do us harm, I don't think there's any question that it's unconstitutional. It is dangerous, and the American people will pay the price for this. Boykin said that the Republicans are just as much to blame. He served as George W. Bush's Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. He continued, the Republican Party is so paranoid about seeming to be anti-immigrant that they're unwilling to step up and discharge their constitutional responsibilities to hold the president in check. Fundamental to our form of government is checks and balances. The Republican Party has been totally senseless in its unwillingness and inability to hold the president accountable. Should be no surprise that there are ISIS cells that are operating in the United States and now have established bases just across our border from a couple of major U.S. cities. He contends that while unlikely, Obama is bordering on impeachable. I believe that this is where the Congress should intervene. If we go back to the concept of high crimes and misdemeanors, I think they can make a very strong case that this president is impeachable. Absent prosecution, Boykin suggested that senior military leaders could act. The only other solution would be for some of the general officers and admirals that work inside the Pentagon and to stand up and resign in protest and make it clear that the president's orders are not only jeopardizing the Constitution, but are also unconstitutional. No person, and this is very, very important, no person who has taken an oath to the Constitution is authorized to obey an illegal order. Yeah. Yeah, it's always been that way. Now, Republicans. Nugent and I talked about the Republicans. Republicans. You're not going to satisfy the press. If that's who you're afraid of calling you names, you're not going to satisfy the press. The press is coming for you anyway, because you're not liberal. They're going to call you things like racist and anti-immigrant. But you know what? It's not a popularity contest. The press isn't going to like you, period. How about doing something for your constituents? How about, I know you like your job. I know you like your job. Gosh, it's good, isn't it, to have that job part-time, get TV time, get to wear a suit. It's great. Do your job, though. The problem with the Republicans, it really bothers me the most, is they act like nothing's going on. They act like this is no big deal. They act like the debt's no big deal. They act like letting all these immigrants in is no big deal. Path to citizenship. I've got a path to citizenship. It's already there. It's already in place. It's the naturalization process. If you want to streamline that, have at it. But before we can start processing people in there, we got to get them all out of here. And we can harken back to the days of Dwight D. Eisenhower. We can go Operation Wetback. They can all be wetback, as far as I'm concerned. If that's going to become a generic term for illegal alien immigrant criminal in my nation, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Because you know what? That's exactly the way they would treat me in Mexico. If I went to Mexico, couldn't vote, can't have a job, can't own property, can't protest, can't fly another flag, can't own a gun. And that's in Mexico. That's me crossing over, the gringo in Mexico. Yeah, that's the way that works. And if they do, if I do any of that stuff, they'll just throw me into jail. And then beat the living hell out of me a few times until I pay them off. Because their police make our police look like a bunch of heroes. Which our police are a bunch of heroes, but, I mean, really corrupt down there. So, Republicans, I don't understand why you don't just pick it up and go. You were voted in to do something. It's a performance profession. You have to get in there and perform. And right now, that performance means trying to rescue the nation. The nation is in duress. Without a doubt, it is in duress. Where is it? In the next segment, I'll show you how much duress we're in, how confused we are here in these United States, how out of control government is in these United States. Because state, federal, local governments, even in the red states in some cases, in my state definitely, they're out of control. They're either not doing anything and abdicating their responsibilities altogether, or they're doing the wrong thing. So, you know, what the hell? Do something. Do something you took the oath to do. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com.
When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. Now, for me and you, there are males and females, men and women. In the 21st century world, well, it's actually been this way for, I guess, probably as long as man has been around. There have been men who think they're women or want to be women, and vice versa. There have also been men who are only attracted to men. There have also been women that are only attracted to women. Depending on who you listen to, that may be something they were born with. It may be a mental illness. Then there are people that want to alter their bodies, mutilate their bodies, to become that which they identify with. Okay. In the end, though, it always comes down to male-female, right? You're either one or the other. Whether you want to transform into that or you were born that way. Well, we're passé now. We are passé. In New York City, individuals living now in New York City can choose from a minimum, which I wonder what the maximum is, from a minimum of 31 different gender identities, many of which allow them to fluctuate between some version or combination of male or female identities. Businesses that don't respect and accommodate an individual's chosen gender identity risk incurring a six-figure fine under rules implemented by the city's Commission on Human Rights. Which I don't know how you keep up with who's what. And Are they going to be like name tags? The list of protected gender identities is available online and includes options such as gender bender, two-spirit, third sex, androgynous, gender gifted, and pan-gender. A city official speaking in the background confirmed to the Daily Caller that all of the listed identities are protected by the city's anti-discrimination laws, but said that the list was not exhaustive. I'm exhausted listening to it. They do not provide, and this is the best part, this is the greatest part of it all. They do not provide a definition of the various gender identities. So, gender bender, if I'm gender bender and I want to be this, then somebody else can be gender bender and want to be that. And it doesn't matter because I'm gender bender, and if you don't do it, well, I'm going to be making bank. Or you're going to be losing bank. Something's going to happen. Daily Caller was able to define several of them from glossaries provided online by the University of Wisconsin and the University of California, Berkeley. Someone who identifies as gender queer, for example, can I say that? Can I say that, Ben? Okay, thank you. Is a person whose gender identity is neither man nor woman, is between or beyond genders, or is some combination of genders. What does that mean? What the hell does that, what does it mean to be beyond a gender? A gender bender is someone who bends, changes, mixes, or combines society's gender conventions by expressing elements of masculinity and femininity together. Back in the 80s, we called that person Prince. R.I.P. Similarly, someone who is gender fluid is a person whose gender identification and presentation shifts, whether within or outside of societal gender-based expectations. If someone self-identifies as androgynous, it means they are appearing and or identifying as neither man nor woman. Presenting a gender either mixed or neutral. What is neutral? What is neutral? How? Two-spirit individuals are Native Americans who have attributes, both men and women, have distinct gender and social roles in their tribes, and are often involved with mystical rituals, shamans, in parentheses. If someone is pan-gender, their gender identity is comprised of all or many gender expressions. For those of you wishing to indulge in the insanity, the full list of gender identities can be viewed online in a document provided by the City's Commission on Human Rights. City's gender identity guidance was issued in December, but has been subject of ongoing media attention in the past week. Law professor Eugene Volok, he noted businesses can be fined up to six figures for knowingly using the wrong pronouns to refer to a customer or employee. Seth Hoy, the Human Rights Commission's spokeshole, told the D.C. that the guidance was issued to ensure that every transgender individual in New York City is treated with respect and dignity they deserve, but assured the accidentally using the wrong pronouns will not result in a fine. Oh, thank God that we've got clarification of that. Because I don't know how on earth are they going to know. How are they going to know? I wonder how that works for out-of-town people. Now, that's only against businesses, though, right? His full statement. Here's Seth Hoy's full statement. The Commission's legal guidance on gender identity protections under the NYC Human Rights Law addresses situations in which individuals intentionally and repeatedly target transgender and gender nonconforming people. What is a gender nonconforming person? See, I don't even know what we're talking about here. How do you get beyond gender? Do you become pudding? Do you become food? Are you cabbage? What? Accidentally misusing a transgender person's preferred pronoun is not a violation of law and will not result in a fine. The commission issued this guidance last year so that employers and individuals understand that law says, or what it says, and to ensure that every transgender individual in New York City is treated with the respect and dignity they deserve. You You know, I've watched, I like science fiction. And I can, you know, in Blade Runner, there were men and women. In Star Wars, there are men and women and aliens. But there are men and women. Star Trek, there's men and women. Some of them, some of the women are green. But, you know. So, where exactly, what kind of imagination does it take to come up with this idea of being beyond gender? And who wants to be beyond gender? Why would you want to, why wouldn't you want to be one or the other? Okay, let's just for an example, just for a moment, let's just suspend my own disbelief. And let's say, okay, so you're born that way. So you're born gay. They don't, most, do they want to be women? I know, not most of the guys I know. They want to be guys. Or women, same way. But what is beyond, what is pangender? What does that mean to where you can get out there and fluctuate? And it makes them sound like a faulty neon light that's blinking. This is about self-esteem. This is Common Core. This is getting a trophy for coming in 14th place in a 13-team league. This is just more of it. This is you can be whatever you want to be. Come on. You can be whatever you want to be. I am going to, because this is hurting my brain so much, from here on out, I'm self-identifying as a fern. Fern, we'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook. the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right. Now self-identifying as a walrus, Cuckoo Cashew, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. That remains constant. This is Lock and Load, which is also constant. The number to get in, which is also constant, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. The lid may finally be getting ready to blow off on the Fast and Furious cover-up. Because a federal judge ordered the release of thousands of emails showing that then-Attorney General Eric Holder obstructed, stonewalled, and misdirected congressional investigations looking into the program. People in the Nixon administration went to jail for a whole lot less. According to the New York Post, the documents reveal how senior Justice Department officials, including Holder, intensely followed and managed an effort to carefully limit and obstruct the information produced to Congress. They also indict Holder Deputy Lanny Brewer and old Clinton Hand, who had to step down in 2013 after falsely denying authorizing Fast and Furious. Their efforts to impede investigations included devising strategies to redact or otherwise withhold relevant information, manipulate media coverage to control fallout, scapegoating the ATF for the scandal. For instance, a June 2011 email discusses withholding ATF lab reports from Congress. A July 2011 email details senior justice officials agreeing to stay away from a representation that will fully cooperate. The next month, they went into full damage control mode with Associate Deputy Attorney General Matt Axelrod warning an ATF official that providing details about Fast and Furious strikes us as unwise. Then in late 2011, August, another email reveals that Holder had instructed his staff to have an official at ATF close the door to his office to prevent information about the mushrooming scandal from leaking. Talking points drafted for Holder and other brass for congressional hearings made clear that justice intended to make ousted ATF officials the fall guys for the scandal. These personnel changes will help us move past the controversy that has surrounded Fast and Furious, Assistant Attorney General Ron Wyke wrote in August 2011. In October 2011, email to his chief of staff, moreover, Holder stated that he agreed with a strategy to first release documents to friendly media with an explanation that takes the air out of them instead of just handing them over to Congress. Jason Chaffetz is very upset about this. He said, calculated efforts were made by senior officials to obstruct Congress. Then lock them up, Chaffetz. This is, look, having hearings without penalty, and I'm not talking about censure, having hearings without penalty is pointless. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of press. It's a waste of money. Chavis recounted, over the course of the investigation, the Justice Department has provided false information, stonewalled document requests, produced scores of blacked out pages and duplicate documents, and refused to comply with two congressional subpoenas. Go scoop up Eric Holder off the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton, put him in a set of overalls, give him a set of new bracelets and a new set of new ankle bracelets, and stick him in jail till he quits obstructing and comes clean. Case closed. You think that dude can handle jail? And I'm not talking about some club fed. I'm talking about put him in jail. He was part of a program facilitating the deaths of two law enforcement agents that we know of here in the United States. And they say 300 Mexicans, although I think it scores more. Chapo, El Chapo had one of the guns from Fast and Furious in his house. So these emails show the administration went far beyond the normal efforts to manage a hot political scandal. This is criminal activity here. Most notably, obstruction of justice that needs to be investigated, with the perpetrators tried and sent to jail. Put in the Who's Gal, the Gray Bar Hotel. Put in there. Put them in there. Remarkably, though, there's no pressure for an investigation. The entire Fast and Furious scandal is now ancient history, the press having concluded that there was nothing there. No amount of new information will get the New York Times or the Washington Post to reopen the files on the case, and the rest of the media will almost certainly fall into line. The Obama administration can claim success. They were able to stretch out their response to the investigation to the point that with just months to go in Obama's term, no one cares if the facts of the case are revisited or not. They conducted a classic Washington cover-up campaign that did as it was supposed to do. It protected the principals, Obama and Holder, from being held accountable for their stupidity and criminal activity. Ah. Now, here's my question. What does it matter if the New York Times calls for an investigation? Why isn't Jason Chavis calling for an investigation? Aren't every one of those idiots lawyers? Don't they all know when they've been obstructed? Shouldn't the Republicans be out there just fuming? Shouldn't they, shouldn't geysers of blood be erupting from their neck as they stroke out over this? I haven't heard of that happening, of course, but, you know. When I was interviewing Nugent, there's a part where we're talking about the Republicans not doing anything. And I thought maybe, just a little bit, because Uncle Ted is known for, he can turn a phrase. I mean, dude knows how to talk. He's very articulate. But he was saying that they violate their oath by the hour. And if nothing is done about this, if this is allowed to stand, my God, he's correct. And that means that everything, you know, one of the things that I have often wondered about Ted Nugent and the people that regard Ted Nugent, there's always a bunch of people wanting to jump on him. And maybe that's because, he's just that plain spoken and people respond to him like they do Trump, because they've been jumping on Trump too. And this instance, this Fast and Furious, you know, Brian Terry's family is still looking for answers, and they will never find them. They'll never find them. They will never. That's the thing about losing your loved one to violence of any kind. There is never any closure. For as long as you live, those that were there when you were there, when you're suddenly taken away from them, they are never over it. It never goes away. It never softens up. Time does dull it a little bit, but it doesn't take much to bring it back. Same with Jaime Zapata. This government doesn't care. Those guys were just numbers. They were inconvenient in the way, guys. They're props. I stand with law enforcement. Obama will get out in front of there and he'll call for gun control. Standing for law enforcement. I'm ashamed of my military service now because I propped up this government. I did my part. I thought I was protecting my nation, but I was propping up a gaming system. And nobody in politics cares. Nobody in politics cares that this is a gaming system. Nobody cares that people die. Nobody cares that, you know, when they were throwing the cops under the bus, and, you know, then those two cops got executed in New York and everything. Of course, on the surface, it had to be condemned, but that it was an opportunity to get more agenda passed. And before long, those two cops, what were their names? Where were they at when that happened? Oh, yeah, they just fell by the wayside, just like everybody. Just like the children of Sandy Hook. Just like the victims of Umpqua. We know that they pushed for gun control. I supported a gaming government. I may be looking for some payback soon. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.